Welcome back to the Pitch Pod, everyone. I'm Jeff, and today we are examining and looking at the upcoming Champions League match between Liverpool and PSG. We are in leg two of the round of 16, and this is going to determine which club moves forward to the quarterfinals, the last eight remaining in the Champions League. So far, it's been quite a contest between these two if we look back at their prior match. Currently, Liverpool has the advantage with scoring one goal in their prior match, so the aggregate stands at 1-0. It's kind of interesting. Liverpool came out very defensively and allowed PSG to dominate possession, and PSG had several shots, but ultimately Liverpool came out the victor and didn't need possession, didn't need that many shots in order to pull out a victory. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do as far as strategy in this next match. But it should be mentioned that both clubs are top tier. Liverpool, of course, is at the top of the table of the Premier League. PSG, at the top of the table of their respected league in France, Ligue 1. And so we have two of the best clubs of Europe going at it head-to-head. Both super talented teams, super stacked with stars. And it's going to make for one exciting leg two, again, of the round of 16. This match will be taking place at Anfield, which gives Liverpool the home field, home pitch advantage. And with this kind of contest, you want that fan base, you want that crowd behind you motivating the team. But I don't think we should necessarily assume that Liverpool is going to pull this off, being that they're at home and Anfield. They did win by the slightest of margins in that first leg. And PSG, I mean, if you want to talk about a well-rounded club that doesn't really have any weakness, it's them, you know. Sure, they're missing Mbappe, that's clear, but they're still having a ton of success, and their attacker, Dembele, is one of the most dynamic players in Europe right now. And he's hard to stop because of his speed, agility, and ability to put the ball in the back of the net. So this is not going to be a blowout for either squad. This could come down to the last minute between these two. And that's, again, why it's such an exciting game and why the Champions League is fun, is having all these top clubs face off. I do think that it's going to be important for Liverpool to come out and not necessarily control the pace of the game, but I do think it's going to be important that they come out and play better than they did in the first leg. And I think the magic of Anfield is going to provide that atmosphere that will allow them to do that. But when you have players like Salah, Van Dijk, you have to take advantage of that. And Salah, yes, leading the Premier League in goals, but he also has opportunities to set up other players. And as opposed to the first leg, they should, you know, do what they can to secure corners. Van Dijk, the defender, that's his role, is if you get a corner, there's a good chance he's going to get ahead on it and it could convert. Although their strategy worked in the first leg, I think that they have to come out aggressive, looking for a win, not a draw. And to get that win, to secure that win, you're going to need Salah to show up and play his best. You're going to need Van Dijk holding down the fort defensively. And again, Liverpool should look to draw those corners much more than they did so as they squeaked by in the first leg. This game, it's hard to predict a winner, but I have to imagine that Liverpool has a little more momentum going and maybe a little bit more confidence going into leg two. And so I have to imagine that Liverpool is going to pull this one off. The magic of Anfield, Champions League. It's hard to bet against Liverpool at all right now in whatever respective league they're playing in or competition that they're playing in. So I'm going to go with Liverpool winning. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't think this is going to be a blowout by any means, but I am going to give Liverpool the nod here, winning this game 2-1. Wouldn't be surprised if Salah got a goal, whether that's from open play or PK is to be determined. And again, wouldn't be surprised if another one came from a corner with Van Dijk using his height and athletic ability to put one away. And although I mentioned both Salah and Van Dijk, the stars of Liverpool, and the importance of them, it shouldn't be forgotten that players such as Elliott stepped up in the first match and is the reason why they won. So it's a team game, and both squads are going to be dependent on everyone. So there you have it. That's the prediction for this match. Hopefully everyone gets a chance to tune in and enjoy the match. If you get a chance, please hit that like, that subscribe. That would be a great way to support the pod. And as always, till next time.